I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom is keeping India on its watch list. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says that's due to slow justice in the large-scale anti-Christian attacks, which are actually proof of the gospel's effectiveness. There's more demand for the resources they provide.
We provide training and resources to other churches, so any evangelical denomination or mission agency in India can come to us for help, and we help them with their outreach. We help them to teach literacy. We help them to form children's clubs, after-school clubs, Bible clubs.
Next, Ugandan lawyers protested the government's brutal treatment of demonstrators who were complaining about high food and fuel prices. Worldwide Christian School's Dale Dielman says because they've moved toward empowering their national partners to develop their own programs, disruptions like the riots won't stop the work. And it turns out the curriculum they're providing to train teachers with doubles as an evangelism tool. One of their trainers discovered this while she was working with people who needed basic discipleship.
In the middle of this training, she was able to perceive that this was really an opportunity to present Christ to them, and it became a salvation story.
And nearly 20% of Kazakhstan's population lives below the poverty line. The mix of Kazakhs and Russians traditionally follow Islam or Orthodoxy. Since 2001, the Mission Society has been pouring out the love of Christ to many of the nation's children who have alcoholic parents with an outreach called Apple Tree House. The ministry feeds the kids daily, offering tutoring, music, art, and the gospel. Our website has more details. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.